Today's episode of the Complete Sentences podcast is brought to you by St. Louis's best free satirical comic book, Shitty River Comics. Find them at shittyrivercomics.tumblr.com, Facebook, or email them at shittyrivercomics@rocketmail.com.
Sight.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to Complete Sentences Podcast. My name's Rocky, and I have a friend with me. We're actually on a road trip right now, and we are doing a state-by-state companion all the way from Illinois to Florida.
I'm the companion, Brett.
All right. That's my...
Passenger Brett.
That's my... Yeah, that's one of my best friends, Brett. And, man, how long have we been friends now?
Oh, gosh, man. If I had to guess, it probably... Going online, 27, going to be 27, so I venture to say about 22, 23 years.
Yeah, and it took you this long to get on the podcast.
This is very true, but you haven't really been doing the podcast all that long, so...
Well, it's only episode 74, you're right.
Okay, you've been doing it a little longer than I thought, so...
So
but I'm happy to be here with you in this car, you know? Here's Siri.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're Siri, yeah.
Yeah, we, she's saying we want to turn in a half a mile onto the interstate.
All right. So we're coming at you at about 11:30 p.m., and it's a dark, scary night, and we're driving cross country, man.
It's going to be great.
Florida bound, we're going to be on the beach.
One way.
One way, yeah.
Straight to the sunshine.
Yeah, we're not stopping, and you guys are going to be with us the whole time. We're going to take breaks in each state, but you're going to be able to hear our entire trip, so buckle up, right?
I'm buckled in, man. I'm ready.
So what
it's
do we talk?
Be a good time.
What do we talk about first?
What do we talk about first? Well, what is fresh on my mind, sir?
I think I know where you're going.
Is our horrible, horrible experience we just had at one of my favorite restaurants, Steak and Shake,
yeah. In
the Carbondale area. If you're ever in Southern Illinois in Carbondale, I highly recommend you stay away from the Steak and Shake. We were there for Rocky?
About an hour, 15 minutes.
About an hour and 15 minutes. That is correct.
And we each got a fucking steak burger. It's not like we're asking them to, hey, can you make me a T-bone steak?
I wanted the $4 meal, and I thought I was doing good with that, but it took us 25 minutes just to get our drinks. It was terrible.
It was crazy, man. And what? So we're sitting there, and not only that, but... The fucking, our waiter is just an asshole, too, to us.
Huge asshole. You could tell he definitely didn't want to be there, you know, but what do you do?
Well, I mean, at one point, you know, I was waving at him because we were there for 20 minutes. We didn't even get our sodas yet. And I was like, hey, man. And he's like, oh, I can see you. I was like, really?
You could have fooled me, friend. You know, we've been sitting here 20 minutes and you've looked at us three times and still nothing. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
So. We got our food, finally, and then, shit, you asked for a fork and some napkins, and by the time the guy brought it out, we already done with our food.
Our plates were clean by the time we got a fork. I said, I think I'm good, I'm already done. And then, the best part of the whole experience, being that we didn't have any napkins or forks, went in the bathroom and washed our hands and came back out, didn't have a ticket, waited for a minute for a ticket. Nobody's paying attention to us, so I suggested to Rocky, which I've never done, that we just leave.
Yep.
And we did.
We walked out.
That's
and,
what you get, I guess.
Yeah, man, we just walked out, and, you know, and let me just preface this by saying also, we're on a podcast. I mean, we can embellish stories if we want to.
Sure,
you could. We could do that if we wanted to.
This is no embellishment.
I'm not saying it's an embellishment, but I'm not going to say that it's not to. Just, you know, I mean, right. We can embellish it if we wanted
if to. If I felt the need to do so.
I mean, we're in the entertainment medium here right now, so you never know.
Absolutely, but this is a truthful story. This happened 15 minutes
this
ago.
This is 100% true, yeah.
And I'm not a dine and dasher. That was the first time I've ever done that, but I felt the need. The service was terrible, and I went with it.
So if you own a restaurant out there, just keep it in mind that, you know, what people aren't just paying for food, they're also paying for service.
Absolutely.
If we wanted food, we could have just went to the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. It's a 50-50 deal there, and if you don't have good service, I'm a firm believer in, well, not dine and dashing. I still don't think that's right, but, I mean,
I think
what do you do?
I think we paid for our food by how long we waited.
Oh, it was, yeah, definitely.
And one of our favorite stops along the way through this part of town, you know, is King Tut.
Oh, yes, King Tut.
And it's closed now.
It is closed. I'm very disappointed about that. I was searching for a certain something that I forgot for myself on our trip, and I planned on getting it at King Tut, and it's not open. So now we're trucking it to Kentucky,
so
I guess.
A little something that you wanted to get to kind of free your mind after we got done with this horrendous meal that we had.
Absolutely. I needed a calm me down, if you will. I was very heated.
Yeah.
Very upset with the service we had just been served. I wouldn't even call it service.
No.
I really wouldn't. It was absolutely terrible.
And we're not talking about stopping and getting a rub and tug either.
No rub and tugs here. I just wanted to get high.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're good.
I just wanted to smoke a little green. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, I was very upset and just a terrible experience. Then you forget your smoking device and you're screwed.
Yeah.
So. That's me, though.
I suggested just eating it. Maybe just
He says eat it. If it was in some brownies, I might eat it, but...
Have you ever made pop brownies before?
I have not made pop brownies myself, but I have had some pot brownies that someone else made. I have had some pot, like a fudge type thing that was absolutely delicious. You would have never known the difference until, you know, that high hit you. And actually, what they say is when you cook the marijuana into what you're making and everything, that the high lasts a lot longer, and it's a full body high compared to a, you know, what you normally get just smoking a joint, you know, with you and your buddy or something.
Which is, what is that, just a head high sort of?
Yeah, for the most part, in my opinion. I mean, I like to think of myself as a connoisseur, but, you know, in my experience with eating the fudge or the brownies and then the fudge with the marijuana in them, it just seemed like it lasted double or even triple the time it would that it was a whole body high. It's really cool. It's really good stuff.
And I would consider you a connoisseur too. I mean, if I had any questions about it, I'd definitely call you and ask you.
Well, I mean, I've, you know, been around the block, the weed block, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, 27, smoking since, I don't know, 16, 15.
Well, you got me high the first time I've ever
been
high.
That was a wonderful, that's a good story on its own.
It really is.
Great. I pried and pried and peer pressure was a big thing for my buddy Rocky.
Back in our day, peer pressure was a big thing.
Because everybody and their brother was getting high and it was a cool thing to do, and Rocky just...
We, of course, growing up in the 1970s.
Absolutely, in the 70s. We were 70 babies. I'm a big hippie baby, so... But every time I had it, I asked Rocky, hey, you want to try this yet? You want to get high? No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Until one glorious day, if I do say so myself, he was ready to partake.
Do you remember when it was? Like, what made that day special, besides the fact that I got high?
Man, you're making me think.
I still remember, and this might even seem like, I mean, I was definitely a late bloomer, but it was at night. It was about 11 o'clock, and it was the night of our graduation.
In the backyard, correct? Yep. At my parents' house.
Yep.
In the fortress backyard.
It was our high school graduation, and do you remember the reason why I waited so long?
You know, I don't know that I can tell you the reason, bud.
It was stupid. It was just the girl I dated at the time.
She
made me promise, you know, hey, don't go smoke with your friends like that.
First one, right?
It was my second one.
The second one.
Yeah.
Wasn't the one from Baldwin?
Wasn't the one from Baldwin.
Gotcha. The other one from Red Bud.
From Red Bud, yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I mean... If a girl tells me not that I can't get high that's probably not the girl I want to be with. Because I kind of like to do what I want to do.
Sure.
You know, she should be able to do what she wants to do. And I'm not making it to where my bills aren't paid and all I'm doing is buying, you know, marijuana. I smoke it for recreation use. You know, it's nothing serious, I don't think.
No, it's nothing serious. You got a healthy ebb and flow to it.
Absolutely. That's, you know, people say that would be the gateway drug. And for the people that say that, I say you are full of fucking shit. Because it's not about being a gateway drug. It's about having the self-control to say, all I want to do is smoke weed. It makes me feel good. I don't need anything
else. For the people that say that, you could say, hey, you know, here's the gateway to my ass. Why don't you kiss it?
Hey, here's a spoon. Eat my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And that's the reason why within the next 5 years, it's going to be legal throughout the entire country.
Very much so. I believe that, too. I think it'll be pretty hard to get for certain people. But, I mean, most people, you know, with legit problems, it shouldn't be anything, you know?
It really shouldn't.
You know, it ain't going to be no big thing. Metropolis Paducah. Use exit 44. Just to let you know where we're at.
Metropolis is the home of Superman.
We were just talking about that. We actually came through Chester, Illinois, in southern Illinois on the way down here. And that is the home of Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah. Something about a frying pan. And he's tough as spinach, or...
He's tough as spinach can, I think.
That's right.
I don't know.
What I don't either.
I'm not.
But we drove through Chester.
He's faster than a speeding bullet. Is this my
something
exit?
Like that.
No, next one.
Next one. Half a mile, but... And now we're coming up on Metropolis, which would be the home of...
Superman!
Yay!
The reason I asked you about the pop brownies was because... how crazy it is to make them, really. Like, you got to do a whole thing where you boil the butter and the weed together.
It is, yes. The people that I had make them, or that I had who made them, they said it was kind of a long, drawn-out process. They let it sit for a while. They let that incorporate with the butter, and then they mixed everything together and baked it. And
I made it one time, and really, after you boil it, you got to pour the solution into a little Tupperware thing, and then you got to let the liquid separate from the butter.
Correct.
And it's a long, drawn out
yes.
process.
Yes, but it's so worth it.
It
really is, especially for somebody who isn't into the smoking scene and still wants to experience the effects of, you know, what you get
of a marijuana cigarette.
Of the marijuana cigarette / brownie. Whatever you prefer. Wow, it's dark out here, man.
We're really just about the only people on the road.
We are pretty desolate right now. A little freaky.
Which is what you get when you drive through southern Illinois. By the way, it is on a Wednesday night.
It is. Yes.
We got nothing better to do than road trip to Florida, so that's what we're doing, you know?
It's going
to
be great.
And thanks for coming along with us, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes, we enjoy your company. Hopefully, you enjoy ours, right? Is that what you say on these things?
I don't know. Don't act like you've never done a podcast.
First poscat, podcast right here. So, Siri's still talking to us. We got 182 miles until we make a turn, so we should be pretty good.
Damn. But yeah, by the time, like I said, we haven't even got out of Illinois yet. By the time we get into Florida, we're going to be like dead. Just basically not talking. We're going to both be angry at each other.
I don't want to do this anymore, Rocky.
I'm going to have a full beard.
Oh, man. No, the last time we did this, it wasn't too bad.
You're going to have another kid.
I'll come home and have two of them.
No, this has become sort of a yearly thing for us, really.
This would be the second time we've done it, so it
becoming a yearly thing.
It's starting to blossom into a yearly thing.
The first
hopefully.
Time was last year,
right? So we're year by year in it at the moment.
Yeah.
Last drive down here was terrible. Oh my god. Yeah. I don't know what made it so bad. Obviously, it's 1,200 miles, and we drove it straight through.
I think it was.
That's probably what happened.
I think it was the fact that we really just got started about this time.
This is true.
We left at about 10:30 at night.
Yes.
And, I mean, we had a normal night's sleep the night before, but it was getting close to about the time we were ready to crash.
Exactly.
And we ended up, like I said, leaving at 10:30 at night. We didn't get into Daytona until about 3 or 4 the next afternoon.
Yes, it was very late in the afternoon.
And we didn't get any sleep. We fucking just rolled the whole way.
And then I wanted to kind of get some sleep once we got to Florida to our hotel, but, you know, how do you sleep when you've reach your destination that you've been in the car 14, 15, 18 hours to get to? It's kind of
We had the beach right outside. Oh, yes. What were we going to do? Not go play in the ocean like a bunch of little kids first?
I had to get to the beach. I was craving some water.
So we ended up not going to bed till about 11 o'clock that night. I remember we watched that Amish show.
Oh, Amish Mafia.
Yes. Is it not? No, it's not Amish Mafia. It's Amish...
Breaking Amish.
Breaking Amish.
Yeah, there's two of them. I got them mixed up.
With Jeremiah, and he got shunned.
Yes, Jeremiah was shunned. Nathan Pegg. For all you Nathan Peggs out there, I tell you what, it's not cool.
Hey, nope. I think everybody that's listening has probably had a Nathan Pegg going to their school.
Oh, if they could. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's always one in the bunch. There's always one in the bunch.
How would you describe Nathan Pegg to somebody that doesn't know him?
Oh, man. Well, he's kind of one of, in my opinion, he's kind of one of them kids that thinks he can just knock the shit out of anybody and is just the baddest thing on the planet, and you can't touch him, and your brother can't touch him, and he is just little Nathan Badass, if you will. And that just doesn't sit well with me. I don't like people like that. I never have. And, you know, you see, I mean, I don't know if you know where Nathan Pigg is now. I know where he is, and he's not doing very good.
Is he not?
He is not.
Man, no, I didn't know that.
He's one of them ones that skip right through the gateway with the marijuana.
Yeah, oh, he bypassed the gateway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't even fuck around with the gateway.
He was on the toll. He went right around that shit.
Well, that's not good, man.
He thought, wow, this weed was good, but I bet some crack cocaine or some whatever else you might find will be better.
He's fucking around with that, huh?
Oh, everything. I think that is... I think the boy can pretty well do anything he gets his hands on, so...
Damn.
Once you go down that road, there's no coming back, I don't think.
No, that's sad to hear, and I mean, that's... You know, I like getting high just as much as the next person.
Sure.
But I've never wanted to try crack.
No, I haven't either, man.
I wouldn't want to try it, man.
I can honestly say that I have never had anything other than marijuana and the occasional, if my hand is hurting, I'll take a pain pill or something like that.
I think everybody,
sure, but I'm talking about moderation. I'm not talking about 3 or 4 pain pills a day or even 3 or 4 in almost probably a week span. I mean, nothing serious. But, it all comes down to that self-control, It's hard for
some people.
Some
people don't have it. And, that's why whenever you watch Intervention, they want to make everybody also feel like everybody in the world, do not try this because you'll get hooked. Well, everybody gets hooked.
Absolutely not. No, it depends on your type of personality. I mean, if you're one of them ones that gives in real easy and that's what it's going to be. It will become you. That will be your life.
That's a sad show, dude.
I can't watch that show anymore, man. It's terrible. I hate it.
It's hard, man.
Terrible
show. It's hard to watch.
Well,
you watched that 600 Pound Life, right?
Yeah, I was telling you about that the other day, and that's almost just as bad. I mean, I felt for this big fat man like you wouldn't believe. I really did. He had his truck was riding sideways down the road. He was 738 pounds when the show first came on. Had his bypass surgery and everything, and ended up dropping like 400 pounds, which, hey, that's great, but to let yourself get to the point that you were at, man, and I'm not a skinny dude by any means. I mean, I could probably stand to lose 50 pounds or 40 pounds and be good, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard show to watch, man. And that's another thing with they're just as bad as drug addicts because they have no self-control.
They don't. It's an addiction. That's exactly what it is, and it sucks. Alcoholics, foods, obesity, drugs, whatever it is. If you're that type of person that falls into it,
How great of a country is it really, though, that you can become 700 pounds if you choose to?
Oh, and nobody says any different.
You could eat yourself to death in
completely.
America.
You die in your hospital bed at home.
Nope, yeah, and there are people in third world countries that are starving to death,
yes.
And we can just kill ourselves some food.
Absolutely.
That just shows you how great America
Very
is.
Very ass backwards.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Very ass backwards.
Oh, shit.
But, I don't know. The world is a weird place, man. Makes all kinds to go around. Takes all kinds to go around.
It takes a village to raise a child, too.
This is true.
I once heard from a wise man once told me that.
That was a wise man.
Um, So I see that you're rocking the new iPhone 6, right?
Oh, I am. Don't get me started.
I'm trying to just tickle your asshole with these topics here, man.
Oh, dude, I love my iPhone 6. I've had a 4 for, well, since the 4s came out. It wasn't even a 4S. It was just a regular 4 running on 3G speeds and wondering why everybody was bringing up internet quicker than me. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I went into the store and they shot me an offer I couldn't refuse, and man, I am in love.
That 4G makes a difference. And just to paint a picture, he was living in a pre-Siri world too.
Absolutely no Siri.
Like, I'm riding with him and he's playing with Siri. I mean, he just found it out, but he's just asking all the questions and everything.
I love Siri already, and we've only known each other for about a day and a half.
Yeah. No, everybody goes through that phase where they first meet Siri and you got to just ask her a ton of questions.
Oh, dude, I love it. I think it's wonderful.
After you've had the phone for a year, you're going to be like, fuck Siri, I'm not going to ask her anything anymore, dude.
But I can set my own alarm, bitch. No. I know how to get to Redbud, Siri.
Oh, man.
No, I do enjoy the phone, though. It's really nice. Very nice display. Little bigger than I'd like, but I think I'll probably get used to it, you know, because I was taking some pictures and did a couple videos of me and my daughter, and just the pictures that it takes, the quality of the pictures and the quality of the video is just,
it's a beautiful, it's awesome display.
And even like if you were to I'm not a big selfie taker, but like if you click the top and flip the camera around, even on the new, like the old, my 4, the picture was always so blurry, like on a reverse picture. And this one, I was taking a couple pictures of me and my daughter together on the reverse flop of the camera, and it was just almost like you took it from the regular way. It's really cool. It's a great phone. I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, the display is beautiful.
Awesome.
And now, you're not rocking the Plus, right?
I'm not. The Plus was a little bit bigger yet for my liking. It was actually way too big for my liking.
A little too big.
It was like pushing like tablet size, like a mini iPad.
And coming from the 4, I mean, like, I got a 5S, and my 5S is bigger than the 4, and this phone that you have now, just the regular 6, is bigger than my 5S.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And, you know, I mean, I'm happy with it. It's a little bigger than I would like I said, but it works good so far.
Have you ever used a Droid? Like, have you ever had a Droid?
I have been an iPhone man since the iPhone 3s came out.
Yeah.
The very first gen iPhone, and have never strayed. As soon as the iPhone 3 came out, I went and bought one, went straight from a 3 to a 3GS to a 4, and then had the 4 for the longest time, and now I'm so happy with my 6.
I do remember that, man. You had an iPhone, like, way before I did.
Oh, yeah. I ran through 2 or 3 3s, and they're still at home in the junk drawer with broken screens, and one of them's broken half, and
I remember that.
It's just crazy, you know?
How do you do that, man, with a phone?
I don't know. The construction place is a crazy environment to work in, so.
Now, okay, so I know what you do. Explain to everybody really what you do for a living, though, because I find it interesting.
For a living. For a living, I would be, my title, I guess you would call me a union iron worker. We build, erect steel buildings, bridges. The new bridge in St. Louis that went up from St. Louis to Illinois. Iron workers put the whole bridge up. Welding, fabrication, all kinds of neat stuff. Most of the time it's 150, 200, 300, 400 foot in the air. You know, iron workers built the arch in St. Louis. Everybody's heard of the arch.
Yeah.
You know, iron workers are the people who built the arch. I mean, they build all your skyscrapers you see in your major cities, all your bridges that you see. I mean, it's just, it's really, really a cool job to get into if, you know, you're not really deathly afraid of heights or, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, for somebody like me that spends a lot of their time doing podcasting and going out and buying videotapes from thrift stores,
right?
And I'm scared of heights too. What was the scariest situation you've ever been in?
You know, I've never fallen or anything like that. I'm a firm believer in my belt that we wear. It's a full body harness. If you do fall, you're always hooked off, so your belt will catch you. So like I said, I've never had them kind of moments, but just first getting started in the union, I guess. I mean, my first job was 200 foot up in the air at a power plant.
That is insane to me, man.
I mean, to me, my butthole puckered a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. But, I mean, just like anything else, you get acclimated, you get more comfortable as the days move on, and I really believe that anybody could probably do it, except for somebody with a fear of heights. I mean, if you can't get over your fear of heights, you'll never be able to do it. But if somebody doesn't bother, if the heights don't bother them, you know, it's a really good gig to get into. I mean, $35 an hour. They pay you to do what you do, but...
Ain't nothing to sneeze at now.
No, definitely not. It's really good money, and it's just... it's a good job. Good gig to get into. Union proud. Your unions. Whatever they may be.
Any type of union.
Any type of union.
Yes, Lord. So, I mean, also, we were... not to change topics or anything, but we were going to have a third person come along with us here.
We were going to have a third person come along. Kind of a sore subject.
And he got sore at me, too, because I texted him at the Steak and Shake while we were waiting 10 hours for our food. But I think he's kind of mad at me right now.
Well, you know, and if I was Polak, we call him Polak, our friend. He's a Polak. His last name is Nieglowski.
And for, you know, anybody...
And for most of you,
If you're of Polish descent, your last name probably ends with Ski.
Most of the time that's true. And you know, he's one of a kind. We were going to take him on this trip. He ended up not being able to get off for work. So it's kind of a bummer. This is the second time me and Rocky, as we've said before, have come down here and kind of rubbed it in his face both times.
We brought him a Georgia shirt.
We did bring him a Georgia shirt on our way to Florida, on our way back from Florida. We stopped and got a Georgia shirt for him, and he was pretty happy with it.
And so, how many people listening to this wouldn't kill for a Georgia shirt?
Oh, hey, right here.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. I love Georgia. I'm going to pick one up on the way through.
I'm going to get one, too.
But he didn't really have... I mean, like, his childhood, he never really went to... We at least had vacations to Florida.
We did.
He would have never been.
We had, a good childhood. Charlie, our friend Charlie, the Polak, on the other hand, not so good. Christmas was a bummer for Charlie. His birthday was a bummer. I don't know about you, but I mean, in my house, for Easter and for Valentine's Day and for Halloween, I would always wake up, and up until I was probably 12 or 13, and then it just turned to money on the holidays. But up until 12 or 13, I had an Easter basket with candy and movies. My mom would buy us a few movies each or an outfit. And for Valentine's Day, we had a Valentine's Day basket. And Halloween was something. But, you know, for Charlie, it's just he's never had any of that unless our parents have done what... I mean, they pretty well raised Charlie.
Yeah, he would be at our house about every other weekend. Oh, each one of our houses. And... Charlie grew up with us, too, and we all three grew up in just a shithole of a little town.
Very big shithole.
In southern Illinois. So, I mean, really, we were about the only kids around, you know? And that's just the way it happened. I mean, looking back on it, we had a really good childhood.
We did have fun. I mean, the shithole, it's still a shithole that we lived in.
One might even say it's worse of a shithole.
Yeah, it's definitely worse of a shithole. I haven't gotten out of the shithole. I decided to buy a shithole house in the shithole town that I grew up in.
Well, listen, dude, you got a nice house. You got a nice setup there, though.
I like it. And there's not many places, people out in podcast world, I'm going to tell you. There's not many towns, cities, whatever you may find, podunk villages, that you can buy a house and an acre of land for $14,000.
And it's not just a fucking mobile home
exactly.
That's run down from the 70s.
Exactly.
Either. He's got a nice... A nice house.
It's a nice A-frame from the 70s. That's what I'm talking about.
Which is pretty unique, too.
Pretty period-oriented, if you will. Very nice. I like it.
But, yeah, so he was going to come along with us, but it didn't really work out.
He had to work. They can't afford to get rid of Charlie at work because he is just God's gift to everything he does. Right?
Maybe. I think that's fair.
I mean, he says he is. If you talk to him, he's just... Ain't nobody put out production like me.
No, and
they
need
me.
What does he work on?
Charlie's title would probably be
a machine worker.
He works in a machine shop. He would be a press operator.
That's
if I had to say anything. He runs presses, which is, hey, you know, he makes okay money.
He does do good.
And I actually, not really off subject, but our buddy, he's actually living with me and my daughter.
No,
because
he ran
long
some hard
story
times.
Short, yeah, he's been going through a rough patch the past 3 or 4 months, so...
Well, he's been going through a rough divorce, that's
this
fair
is,
to say.
Yeah, this is true. It's a very rough divorce for him. He thought he found the love of his life, which, in all reality, I guess it could have been, but just didn't work out like that. And the woman that he's divorcing is a straight-up...
biatch.
Oh, shit, she's a biatch. I had a different word for her. I'm going to hold that word back because I don't use it very often.
Yeah, we'll save it.
Yeah, I'll save that for the Kentucky.
For Kentucky. Some of the women we're going to run into in Kentucky.
Coming to you soon from Kentucky. But yeah, I wish Charlie could have came with us, man. He's never had a vacation, never been out of the... I mean, he's been out of the state, but it's never been, like, for a vacation to have a good time, you know. Been in the big truck with Big Papa John.
Big Papa John. You know. Yep. Charlie's dad and my dad did the same thing, over the road truck driver. So Charlie's been a lot of places.
He has been a whole lot of states.
But just really, unless you're stopping at a way station, there weren't too many pit stops along the way.
Absolutely not.
No. It would have been cool to hang out with him on the beach like we're going to do. We're going to be doing some heavy beaching.
I'm hoping that maybe next year on the third annual Brett and Rocky Extravaganza Florida trip,
yeah,
that we could add a C in there for Charlie.
We could add a Bullock in there.
You know, we'll see.
I don't see why not.
Depends. Depends on if his work can spare him.
Maybe if he asks off, like, this week.
For maybe, next year.
Maybe for next year. Maybe they'll have
They should
time.
Give it to him if it's a year in advance. I guess 2 months wasn't quite enough, but maybe 12 will, you know, get it done.
Man, is it possible that it got even darker?
I don't know, dude. It's really dark. It's and there's funny. One car in front of us and one car behind us.
And I just realized I got my brights on.
It don't matter.
Man.
Might matter to them. But
it might matter. It don't matter to me.
I don't care.
I ain't getting crazy about it.
I'm not crazy. We don't get crazy here.
We don't get crazy up here.
Go with the flow type here. I would have loved to have my one hitter.
Oh, that's probably... You gotta be getting a little antsy over there,
man. We can probably edit some of this, but yeah. I mean, I'd like to smoke some pot. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I'm all right. Need to.
Well, how much further do we have to Kentucky? I'm sure we can find something in Kentucky.
I would imagine that we have, I don't even know, 161 miles until we turn again. So, but Kentucky isn't very far from where we were just now. So, I mean, Kentucky's only an hour. 10 minutes, maybe. So, we should be coming up on it sometime.
Yeah.
I bought a pack of papers at Motomart.
Did you really?
Yeah,
why didn't you tell me about that?
That's why I wasn't worried about stopping in Marion.
What were you waiting to tell me? You're like, you came out. You're like, hey.
He ain't got no pipe. He just kind of looked at me funny.
What the fuck?
Pack of JLBs.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you got something there.
I agree.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. I mean, it's going to be quick for everybody listening, but we'll come back to you when we're in Kentucky, and maybe we'll have a little bit more to talk about.
A little midpoint Kentucky action. Getting lucky in Kentucky,
that's
people.
That's what we plan to do.
Coming to you.
And really, the next best thing besides a Georgia shirt, I think, would be a Kentucky shirt.
I agree with that.
So, we'll talk to you guys all in Kentucky. Safe travels to everybody until then. And for now, listen to this on CSP.
Lying face down in a pool of blood. the decapitated body of a beautiful girl. The smell of death is in the air. Someone should have warned them about the horror on Snape Island. But what was the real horror? Horror on Snape Island. And you'll scream too. From the Fanfare Corporation, rated R.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we are now in Kentucky.
Kentucky!
Yeah, I think we're just, I think we just kind of went through Paducah.
Pretty close to Paducah, yes, sir.
So
on our way to Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville is about 120-some miles.
117, to be exact.
Awesome.
What Siri's saying.
All right, so, yeah, we stopped at a kind of a seedy little truck stop.
Pilot
station, yep. Yeah. We got some drinks, and now we're headed back on the road, man.
On the road again.
Yeah. And we were talking about what type of boxers we wore, and I thought that this was a pretty good conversation, you know? I mean, maybe people are on the fence of what type of boxers to buy.
I'd imagine they talk about it, you know? You see the commercials,
yeah.
You know, they're wearing boxer briefs, they're wearing regular boxers, they're wearing... This isn't a tidy-whitey debate, because then we're completely out.
Now, but, let me ask you this. When did you stop wearing tidy-whiteys?
Oh, God. I couldn't even tell you. I mean, 11, 12, 13, maybe, yeah. Something like that.
I was a young man whenever I stopped wearing tidy-whiteys.
Yeah.
And I cannot wrap my head around dudes that really wear them.
Let me give you an example of a dude that wears them.
Charles.
My dad.
Really?
Billy D.
Really? And you know
he
what?
Is that's a tidy whitey wearer.
That's funny because I remember my dad would wear tidy whiteys too.
He always has one.
It's a dad thing.
Probably always will, right?
What? Have you ever questioned him about it?
I have not, no. No. Nope, it's just kind of his thing that he does, and it's, you know, it is what it is. But we were talking about how pricey boxers are.
Very much.
Very, very high. Last time I went, a bag of my boxers was like almost $20. And maybe I hadn't bought them in a while. I don't know. But what that just seems kind
of
steep.
They come with five of them?
I think they're like one of them packages where they say, you know, well, they do come in five, but buy four, get one free, you know, type
of
deal.
It's like, got the four with the slash through it.
Yes.
That's like, now it's five.
Now it's five.
Yeah.
Feel good about this raping. You know what I mean? Look how much fabric's on boxers.
No, that's true.
It's
really
crazy.
Really thin fabric.
Very thin.
Now, what? Okay, so I'm a Fruit of the Loom guy, and I like the kind that actually says Fruit of the Loom on the band. They have the gray elastic band.
Yes, that is what I got on now, but they're not boxer hang boxers. They're the brief kind, because I went a different route. I'm normally like you. I like the boxers with the band on them, but it is what it is now. They were cheaper, so that's kind of what I went for. And I'm liking them. They're a little borderline constricting, like I said earlier. Just kind of on the fence with them.
And these are Hanes, right?
These are Hanes. And I can go both ways. I've bought regular Hanes, and I bought Fruit of the Loom on just the regular boxers, and I can wear both. But these ones here are just... I have to probably wear these out and be done with them.
Really?
That's all there is to it.
So, man, well, you got a fucking five-pack of them that you got to wear.
It'll be a while. It'll be a while. I'll have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Better than going and spending another 20 on, you know, another pack of my real boxers and then throwing these away.
That's true.
I give them to Charlie, maybe.
Yeah, man. You know, we were talking about Charlie. We were talking about how we were texting him in Steak and Shake. And texting him he's a Polak. And what are Polaks known for? You know, like people of Polish descent.
Yeah. Well, I know what I know they're known
for.
Well,
the stereotype of Polish people, really, and it is a stereotype. Maybe it's unfair to some people, but it's that they're not the brightest people in the world.
Well, I can tell you right now, this is a fact for our friend Polak. He is the stereotypes of all stereotypes of Polish people, because if you look in the dictionary under Polak, it's a picture of Charlie.
Well, man, dude.
Dude, man, yeah. Man, dude.
Man, dude.
I mean, man, dude. I got to tell you, this buddy of mine, he's a Polak dude, man.
Dude,
and
man.
He's a great guy, but he's a Polak man, dude. So, dude, I don't know what to do with him half the time, man, dude. I don't.
That's exactly like what he sounds
That's
like.
Charlie says man, dude, a lot. Dude,
man.
How you doing, man? Man, dude, I'll tell you what, man, dude, man.
Well,
come sit on my fruton.
On my fruton. Oh, that's been a thing our entire life is Charlie mispronouncing words.
Oh, Charlie, he's a Polak. He's not the brightest one of the bunch. And futon is what we normally say for, you know, your little couch thing that you have, a futon.
Yeah.
Charlie's word for it was frew.
Frouton.
There was a frew in there. Yeah. R. Frouton.
Man, what other ones did he do? I remember when we were younger, a car was a cow.
A car was a cow for Charlie. Yes, he called the cars cows, and he said, instead of spaghetti, he said biscotti.
And he said, instead of San Francisco, Santa Fisco.
Santa Fisco. That's right. He had a lot of... He had a lot of weird mispronunciations for words, and he did this really funny thing, not really the same as pronouncing words, but when we would play football in grade school, he was actually a fast runner.
He was.
He was way faster than me, way faster than you, and he knew that he was fast, and he knew that he'd get the ball, so we'd hand the ball to Charlie, and he'd shift her down in low gear, literally. And if you were running trying to catch Charlie, behind him you would hear him. And it sounded like his Jeep does now. He kind of carried it on. He went through the gears manually in his brain, except you heard him. And it kind of went from like first gear, wham, wham, to second gear, wham, wham, to third gear, wham, to fourth gear. And he would make them noises as he ran with the football. It was one of the funniest things I remember as a child.
I'll always remember seeing his face while I'm running next to him.
And he got so excited when he got ball. He was just, oh yeah. Yes. Oh yes.
And that was fucking, it's on, dude.
Oh yeah. Charlie shifting gears with the football, get out the way. You ain't gonna catch him.
I remember, dude, that was so much fun whenever we'd play football.
That was a lot of fun.
And I remember your thing was quarterback. You had a pretty good arm.
I tried to throw every once in a while.
Yes. Man.
And you could catch.
My thing was
your
wide
forte
receiver.
Was the catcher.
So we had a nice little football team going on there.
Oh,
we really.
Could. Oh yeah, for sure.
Good memories. So, I mean, really, we were talking about how Charlie, you know, kind of just isn't the brightest, really, I guess the nicest way to put it. But he texts you on the way over saying something like, you know, we're a triangle of friends. We're a triangle
our
of best friends.
Yes,
exactly. And Charlie texts you and he goes, that's why, you know, you're my one and only true brother or something.
He did say that, yes. He said that, kind of gay, made it sound like he was in love with me a little bit.
You're my one and only.
You're my one and only true,
and fair
true
enough,
love,
I mean,
you know, whatever.
You are his landlord, so why not butter you
I
up
do what
bit?
I can, right? He tries to make me happy, but he, you know. But I guess if he had texted you that instead... That really, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't have bothered me, but it wouldn't have sat well with me either. You know what I mean? Because he's texting you the same thing, kind of, and you know.
He's cheating on you.
He is. He's cheating on both of us with both of us.
And I did.
It's what it is.
I told you that he does send me stuff like that, too.
Oh, absolutely. I know that.
And I was just joking, you know, about like, oh, I'm going to fucking tell him I'm pissed. And we're sitting in, at this time, you didn't even tell him that we had left for Florida yet.
I did not. He had no clue we were together or that we were leaving for Florida.
So we're sitting across the table from each other at Steak and Shake, and he's still texting you or whatever, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be like, hey, man, so what the fuck? So Brett's your one and only brother now. So I send this to him, and then he gets like kind of upset.
Oh, he does.
He's like, oh, come on, man, dude. You know I'm just messing around.
You know, dude, man, I didn't mean it like that, man, yeah. Dude.
And
you
I
know?
Was just like, yeah, whatever, Charlie. I know what you said. And then what happened right there? So
as soon as you got that text and went back and forth a couple times, he had texted me and said, man, dude, Rocky's really mad at me. And I thought, oh, man, fish on the line. We got a big pollock. You ever heard of a pollock fish?
We got a catfish.
We got a pollock on the line.
Oh, shit. So I'm going back and forth with him. And then what you said, he's probably just fucking around with you.
Yes, I said to Charlie while Rocky's texting
Well,
him,
I think it was like we were like, he knows I'm just fucking with him, don't you think?
And he didn't. I don't think he did. He was very upset. He thought you were very upset. So I texted him and said, Rocky's probably just messing with you, dude. Don't worry about it, you know. And then Rocky texted him right after me and said, I'm not fucking around. You know, as in, like, I'm really pissed off that you said that about Brett being your only brother.
So he gets these two messages within a second of each other, and he doesn't think we're together. And then his next fucking text to you is, dude, he's not fucking around.
That it was. So you can probably gather from that little bit of story about Pollock, kind of no common sense there, you know. If you're getting messages from both of us, you know, I don't know. He just doesn't put the 1 to 1 and get 2. He gets 12.
And, dude, not only that, but
I would have had to have read your first text message
that's
to
exactly
even
right.
start
See,
the thing.
That's where the comprehension isn't coming in. He doesn't understand
funny.
That.
That's funny, man.
God love the Pollock.
He, you know what? He's got $1 million heart and a 2 cent brain, though.
This
really.
Is very true.
It's very,
very
true.
Very true, man.
He's a great guy.
Do anything for anybody, but, you know, don't ask him to work on your car or even your bicycle, for that matter.
He could probably change the chain on it.
He
like,
might
you know,
be able to
put
change
the chain
the
back
chain.
On if it falls
right,
off.
Right, right.
Maybe not change it.
No.
But,
no.
Nah, he's a great guy.
Great guy. Wish he could have been here with us. He'd probably sound the same here. He probably wouldn't be into the whole
man, dude,
talking man, dude. On the
he would probably be thing. Quiet right now.
He would be very quiet.
He'd be stoned in the back seat. And he'd be
oh,
quiet.
Yes. Oh yes. He would have remembered a bowl though. I can promise you, that boy smoked some weed too.
Oh man. So I mean, really, it's pitch black. We're still one of the only cars on the road, and Kentucky doesn't look too different from Southern Illinois.
No, we're about on the same page.
Look,
ooh,
at,
that,
the
look at the moon shot we just got coming around the corner. Wow.
That is the orangest moon, and it's sort of in a, there's a little bit of a fog going on.
Yeah, a little over a half moon, I guess, right?
Yeah, and that's
or a half circle moon anyway, not
that's
a half.
That's a bright orange moon. Dude.
Very pretty.
Man. Perfect midnight drive moon.
Yes, right here at the exit 42 on, what are we on anyway, 57, right? Or 24.
No, we're not on 24
not yet.
We're going to be on 24 once we turn.
I think
turn.
We're on 57. Let me see what series.
I think so.
Yeah, 57. Yep. On the way to Florida.
Man, you might want to snap a pic of that.
I'm going to try to snap a pic of the moon here.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
one. It is very pretty. 100% battery on the iPhone 6 already.
Uh-oh, she just disappeared.
Killer
charm. She disappeared in some trees. She'll
no moon.
Back. She'll be back for more.
Hold on now. I'm going to catch her. I'm going to catch the moon here. See how good of the pictures this thing really takes.
So what time are we supposed to be arriving in Florida?
Siri says 12:58. So,
and that is a little over a fucking day from now.
Yes.
Because,
no.
Well, I mean a half a day.
Half a day. Yes, sir.
It's
12 hours.
Going on 1 a.m. now.
Right. So we'll get there. You
should
know.
Be coming up here.
Still moon searching.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see Moonbeam down there in Florida. Do you remember Moonbeam from last time?
I do.
Old,
I do.
Old Moonbeam.
I do remember Moonbeam.
Moonbeams are about as big as that there.
Shoot, man, after we get this picture, you got to tell everybody about Moonbeam.
Oh, Moonbeam.
She knows more about her than I do. You
and I really
me.
Don't know a whole lot about her.
You introduced
I just,
me, though.
I just know my grandpa. It's one of my grandma and grandpa's neighbors in Florida. And my grandpa gave her the nickname Moonbeam.
We got to get Grandpa Joe.
Oh, yes. Grandpa Joe will talk with us for sure. But he nicknamed her Moonbeam, and he always told me about Moonbeam this and Moonbeam that. And I said, okay, Grandpa, whatever. And I finally see this lady in question, and
she's
I can...
She's got some Moonbeams
oh,
on her.
Does she ever have some Moonbeams? She's got probably a $10,000 pair of Moonbeams.
And they were nice.
They were very nice. They're, you know, the rest of her, not so much. But the beams were, they were shining bright.
Shining bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond. Well, this moon's kind of making me upset. 110 miles out of Nashville. Oh, hold on here.
Wow. That looks like a sun rising, sort of.
It's just not a very good pick opportunity.
Zoom in on it, dude.
I'm going to.
But yeah, maybe Grandpa Joe can tell us some war stories.
Oh yeah, Gook's on the wire. Sorry.
No, that's his thing.
That's
though.
Grandpa Joe's thing.
You know, he's from a different time, man. And I think anybody that would listen to, you know, want to be interested in listening to Grandpa Joe talk about war stories.
Oh yes.
They gotta understand that, you know, that's the time he came from.
It is. And they'll be able to tell, you know, if he does talk with us exactly how Grandpa Joe is, because...
Well, and people from that Vietnam era, they got no filter, man. They've
they
seen so much shit that they're not going to even
they
worry
can't.
About
nope.
holding their language back.
Nope, not at all.
So that's what he would do. He would come up behind you, and then he would start just blasting farts and then say, Gook's on the wire at you.
Gook's on the wire.
That was his big thing last year, I remember. He'd just come by and just start blasting farts all over
Hopefully you. We can get him to try to shark fish again and surf out into the ocean on the kayak.
On the kayak, man.
I think that'd be great.
He was trying to get past the breaker on a kayak and go shark fishing while he's holding the line. And this was a real thing that we did last year. That's still kind of a good pick, though, really.
It would be, yeah. But I lost the moon already. I'm on a moon search.
Oh, you're on a moon search, man. This is the fucking darkest road.
Yeah, it is. I think I've ever been down. You got your brights on?
No, I don't. You know what it reminds me of? That's a good one. Once these headlights go away. It reminds me of that scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure where, like...
Oh, yes, it kind of does, doesn't it?
He gets picked up by Large Marge.
Oh, why do I have that? We got a flash. That probably ain't going to work.
And, in every corner, there's, like, you know, a bunch of rocks falling down. And then he, like, puts on his headlight glasses, and I see just a bunch of wild animals around him. That's what it's like, man.
I like that movie.
That's one of my favorites. Large Marge sent me.
Large Marge sent me.
So, we got about another hour and a half till we get to...
Nashville,
Tennessee.
Yeah, Nashville.
So let's take another break here. We'll regroup, and then we will come back to everybody in Nashville. By that time, we might be getting close to wrapping this episode up, man. You know, this might be like a three-part
deal. Might have to be a three-part deal.
This whole excursion.
What we got going on here.
Because we got a lot of stuff to do once we get to Florida. And we're going to go to Universal Studios, too.
Oh, that's a definite. Great. That's for sure.
You know, and then the whole trip back, we're going to make this a three-part deal. So we're just getting started, guys. We hope you stick with us for the whole trip. But for now, Brett, do you have anything else to say before we get into Tennessee?
Talk to you in Nashville.
Yeah, man. Hey, we'll smell you in Nashville, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back on CSB.
This is our cause. What we fight for. Our cause is your concern. Fight. What is our concern? In fact, our cause, our fight, is to destroy your concern.
The massage parlor hookers are coming.
For the right price, I'll never rub you the wrong way.
Massage parlor hookers, small town girls with big city morals, but anything for a price, gals who make your pleasure their business.
I believe in different strokes for different folks.
Massage parlor hookers, they'll take on all comers.
Why don't you come and see us tonight?
Massage parlor hookers in pulsating color, rated R.
All right, everybody. We are at the southern tip of Georgia, going into the pee hole of Florida right now. Brett's asleep. He's been asleep for a while. We're going to go ahead and end this episode right now so Brett can get some sleep. Whenever we come back to you, we will be in Florida. Hopefully, we will have done some fun things and Brett will be awake already. Thank you all for tuning in to this road trip edition of CSB. I'm not sure how the rest of the trip will turn out, because Brett's actually driving right now. I, of course, am kidding. If you want to reach out to us or give us any fun destinations to hit on the way through and back home, you can hit us up at CompleteSentencesPod@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at DianRockyGay or at Facebook.com/CompleteSentencesPodcast. Thank you guys so much, and let's all be quiet so Brett can get some sleep. We'll talk to you next time.
You have just listened to Complete Sentences with Ty and Rocky K. Please feel free to email us at completesentencespod@gmail.com.